When I was in high school, one of the coolest places in the city was a record store. Not like those of today, where hipsters and collectors like me hang out to buy vinyl, but Tower Records, to be specific. It's where all the dope music heads worked, where all the sweet graffiti mags were sold, and where you could go and just meet someone who knew their way around art that I liked. That behemoth was created long before that by a man named Russ Solomon in California decades before. Eventually, big box stores and online retail killed the music industry giant, but in its day, Tower was one of the most influential pop culture phenomenons in American history. If you want to know more, check out the documentary All Things Must Pass. It's amazing, actually. But Russ died this weekend, and he went out with a bang. According to his obit, he was drinking whiskey and watching the Oscars, criticizing an outfit he saw on TV while watching with his family. His wife went to refill his glass, came back, and that was it. For an American legend, it seemed like a pretty fitting way to go. Rest in peace, Russ Solomon. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.